हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपात् तमहं वंदे परमानंदमाधवम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः। ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः। देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। इन ऑर्डर टू एस्टैब्लिश द फैक्ट दैट भगवद गीता इज अ मीन्स ऑफ नॉलेज ऑफ मीन्स ऑफ अटेनमेंट ऑफ नॉलेज ऑफ द ट्रूथ बिकॉज भगवद गीता'स कंटेंट्स are non different from the contents of the Veda Shastra. To establish this, Bhagavan Krishna, he presents this introductory bhashyam as Upodghata bhashyam. We have been seeing this. And in this introduction, he makes it very clear. Jnanam being the means of the attainment of moksha. Karma is not required for the attainment of moksha. Without undermining the importance of karma, of course karma is very important, but for the attainment of moksha, what is needed is only jnanam. That he makes it very clear, for which he says the ultimate benefit of the Bhagavad Gita. As I said, in this context, he presents the Anubandha Chatushtayam. In presenting the topic of the Anubandha Chatushtayam, he first talks about the benefit of the Bhagavad Gita. Of course, subject matter of Bhagavad Gita is the subject matter of the Upanishads. Twofold dharmas, the way of life involving two disciplines, forms the subject matter of the Bhagavad Gita, Vishayaha. And the purpose of, ultimate benefit of, the prayojanam of this and studying and understanding the Bhagavad Gita is the attainment of the knowledge, which is resolution of ignorance, and along with the samsara, along with the ignorance, resolution of ignorance, is the ultimate purpose of studying Bhagavad Gita. And for which he also quoted from Anugita. Yesterday I said Anugita. So in 16 chapters, this subject matter is discussed, even though that one particular parva consists of 36 chapters. In 16 chapters, Bhagavan again repeats the Bhagavad Gita. And there also, he states the same fact. It is jnanam which alone is required for moksha, not karma. To state that, here Shankar Bhagat Pada presented many quotations from that Anugita. Let us see the last one. Yahasyadekasane leenaha tushnim kinchida chintayanne. It is one of the beautiful words implying the meaning of Brahman is Yekasanam. Ekam asanam, eka asanam. Eka Asanam is Ekasanam. One of the names, one of the words implying Brahman, the absolute reality, is Ekasanam. Brahman alone is said to be Ekasanam. Asanam literally means seat. The seat is the Adhishthanam, Adharaha, support the substratum. What is substratum? That which lends existence. So the one and the only substratum which lends existence to the entirety of the universe is Brahma. The one and the only reality, which is the substratum, which lends existence to the entirety of the cosmos is Brahma. Therefore, Brahma is said to be Ekasanam. Ekam Asanam, Ekasanam. And here a jnani, the wise person, who has discovered that Brahma, the all-pervasive, only limitless reality Brahma, as one's own Swarupam, now remains one with that Brahma. The one who has discovered the distancelessness, non-separateness of one's own self with Brahman is said to be leaning on Brahma. Ekasane leenaha. Actually, leaning means what? One, and in English, leaning. Sanskritam, leenaha, one who has resolved. Leenaha means the person who has resolved. See, the word leaning, English word leaning, does not mean, it's not the meaning of the word leenaha. Leenaha means the one who has resolved his identity with Brahma. The one who has, one who sees himself as Brahma. The one who does not see anymore, one who does not distance himself anymore from Brahma. The one for whom Brahman is the very self. He is the one who has resolved the self in Brahma. The only truth. Ekasane Brahmani yaha leenaha. He is no more an individual. He is Brahma himself. Such a person, tushneem, quietly, kinchid achintayan, without thinking of anything, he remains as Brahma. Which means, he is such a person, he is a free person. It is jnanam which helps one abide in oneself. Abidance in oneself, just being oneself, being one with Brahman, ekasane layaha, is possible only if a person has jnanam, which is freedom. It is purely cognitive. Therefore, jnanam is the only means of attainment of mokshaha. Jnanam itself is mokshaha. That's the idea. Then Bhagavan quoted an important verse, which is, and all Vaishnavites celebrate this verse as a Charma Shloka. Just so take Bhagavan as the only refuge. Bhagavan is the only source of happiness. That Bhagavan is the only truth of the cosmos is Bhagavan. And the truth, Bhagavan, the truth of the cosmos, is the only source of happiness. And relying and being dependent on that Bhagavan, not without being dependent on the world for one's happiness and security, is actually the only means of attaining moksha. Bhagavan is the only source of happiness. Bhagavan is the truth. Bhagavan is the very source of all knowledge. See, without being dependent on performance of actions, the results of actions for one's happiness and security, without being dependent on the objects of actions, results of actions, actions for one's happiness and security, totally, totally being dependent on Bhagavan, the truth for one's happiness, is Sharanagati. Yesterday I explained to you what is relative Sharanagati, what is absolute Sharanagati. And discovering that Bhagavan and seeing oneself be non-separate from Bhagavan is the only means of being free. Okay. Now, I'm going to the next sentence. Today's class, I'm coming to the point now. Abhyudayarthopi. Abhyudayartha api yaha pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha. Now, yaha pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha. That specific discipline in terms of karma yoga, known as, meant by the expression path of karma, pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha. Pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha. The word dharma sometimes means the way of life, sometimes means the discipline. Pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha. The path of activity, otherwise said to be the discipline in terms of performance of action, as a discipline of karma yoga, is meant for abhyudayaha, abhyudayarthaha. Abhyudayarthaha means for the purpose of accomplishing abhyudayaha, pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha vihitaha, has been ordained. Vihitaha means has been prescribed by the Shastram, by the Veda Shastram, by the Bhagavad Gita Shastram. This specific discipline called pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha has been prescribed, has been ordained, enjoined, vihitaha. For what? Abhyudayarthaha, which is meant for the accomplishment of the time-bound material ends. Artha kama dharmaha, otherwise said to be prayers, meant by the word abhyudayaha. Abhyudayaha is another word for prayers. So prayers means all time-bound material human pursuits. Artha kamaha dharmaha. So abhyudayartha pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha means the pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha, always said to be karma yoga, is a discipline prescribed, enjoined by the Shastram for the purpose of accomplishing the time-bound material ends. Artha kama dharmaha, meant by the expression abhyudayaha. And why Shastra prescribes karma, the discipline of karma? Because artha kamaha are required for living this life. Human being has to pursue artha kamaha for living this life. He has to live this life. Because he is living this life ultimately for discovering, for accomplishing moksha in terms of knowledge, for which he must become mentally prepared. Therefore, he must pursue arthakama dharmas in conformity with the dharma, so that he will earn only punyam, he will avoid accumulating papam. Okay. And how it has been enjoined? Varna ashraman cha uddishya. Very nice. Varna ashraman cha uddishya. Varna ashraman chodishya. Varna ashraman chodishya means varna ashraman cha uddishya. Pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha vihitaha. So uddishya means what? Keeping in mind, considering what is good for people of all dharmas, all varnas and all ashramas. People of all varnas and all ashramas. the duties have been prescribed. In terms of pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha, activities are different, rituals are different, but all are activities. So in keeping, so for brahmanaha, for kshatriyaha, for vaishyaha, shudraha, for all of them, their own respective duties have been prescribed. So that every person of every varna contributes his or her share for the well-being of the whole society. The entirety of the society, the entirety of the universe, world, is looked upon as Ishvara's body. And the whole body of Ishvara, Ishvara means what? Bhagavan is the universal Perum All. Perum All, the universal being, the cosmic being, Bhagavan is here having this body of the universe. And here all the galaxies, all the natural phenomena, stars, moon, sun, all phenomena, everything must function its properly. For which all these human beings of all four varnas should contribute their share. How? By doing their own duties. So varna kshatriya dharmaha are different, brahman dharmaha are different, vaishya dharmaha are different, sudra dharmaha are different. Of course, an engineer cannot go and prescribe medicine for sickness. A doctor cannot go and do something on the machinery, because engine has his own duty, his own contribution, and doctor has his own contribution, medical doctor has his own contribution. Like every professional has his own contribution for the social well-being, society's wellness. Similarly, people of all varnas and all ashramas also, brahmacharis dharmas are different, grihastha's duties are different, vanaprasthi's duties are different, sannyasi is this, duties are different. So for all, each ashrama, duties are different. For people of each varna, duties are different. For all duties are activities. So this pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha, keeping in mind, considering the wellness of all people of the entire society, people of all varnas and all ashramas, different duties, rituals have been ordained, prescribed, enjoined by the Veda Shastram. What is the purpose? For all of them to accomplish Artha Kama Dharmaha. Not only Brahmanaha, Kshatriyaha, Vaishyaha, the benefit is the same. Artha Kama Dharmaha are the benefits to be accomplished, results to be accomplished by doing their own duties. So this has been ordained by the Shastram, prescribed by the Shastram. So pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha abhyudayarthaha api varnashramanna cha uddishya vihitaha. Okay. Saha Devadi sthana prapti hetuhu api. Though this pravritti lakshana dharmaha is said to have been prescribed for accomplishing abhyudaya phalam, arthakama dharmas, still the same pravritti lakshana dharmaha serves as a cause, as a means of attainment of different positions in higher lokas also. Devadi sthana prapti hetuhu api. The same pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha, the same discipline of performing actions, rituals as discipline. It also becomes a cause, hetu, a means of praptihi, attainment of different positions, sthanams, such as devas, etc. One can attain the position of devaha, one can attain the position of indraha, attain the position of, you know, yama, different positions. And don't ask me whether I know all those positions. Shastram talks about the higher positions enjoyable in higher lokas. That is why higher loka itself is a matter for belief, non-verifiable matter for belief. Shastram says we accept it. Even though Shastram mentions about these positions and higher lokas, Shastram does not say going to heaven, attaining higher lokas, attaining higher positions, devadisthanams as the ultimate goal. No. Shastram still mentions about those positions, but Shastram definitely says they're all limited. They have their own limitations. So, devadisthana prapti hetuhu api san. The same pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha, which serves as a means of accomplishing abhyudayaha, abhyudaya phalam, arthakama dharmas, also is a means of attaining the higher position such as devas, etc. The position of devaha, etc. Different positions. Which means the attainment of higher positions as deva, etc. also within the realm of time-bound material ends. Even if a person earns punyam through as a result of his karma, even if he attains his higher positions, this position is enjoyable only for some period of time. So there were time-bound material ends only. Attainment of higher positions also come under the category of time-bound material relative ends. Still, all these various duties of various ashramas, various duties of various varnas, people of various varnas, all those rituals and other activities enjoined by the Shastram, when performed, performed with the desire to accomplish the ends, and those activities, those rituals, etc., those karmas are said to be sakama karmani. It is nothing wrong. Pujya Swamiji always used to say, it's impossible for one to perform any ritual, any action without expecting a result and without having a desire to fulfill. Any action is performed only for the fulfillment of one's own desire. Therefore, this expectation of a result is definitely there. So when they performed the specific desire, a specific result, they are said to be sakama karmani. The same karmas, the same ritual, same activities, same duties of people of different varnas, different ashramas, when they are performed, how Ishwararpana buddhya anushtiyamanaha dharmaha. Ishwararpana buddhya anushtiyamanaha. But the same discipline being followed, the same discipline is being followed with an attitude, the proper attitude as an offering to Ishwara. Ishwara arpana buddhya anushtiyamanaha. The same discipline of activity, is being followed with an attitude as an offering to Bhagavan. The same discipline of activity, bhavati, becomes sattva-shuddhaye bhavati, becomes a means of mental purification. Sattvam means manaha, antahkaranam, shuddhihi, purity, purification. Sattva-shuddhaye, antahkarana-shuddhyartam bhavati. So, the same duties, same activities enjoined by the Shastram, when performed, even mundane activities also, Shastram tells how they should be performed. In keeping with the Shastra teaching, when these duties ordained by the Shastram or mundane activities also performed with the proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan, contributes for the mental purification. Sattva shuddhaye bhavati. How? Phala abhisandhi varjitaha. Phala abhisandhi varjitaha dharmaha. So, pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha. Phala abhisandhi varjitaha. Ishwarpana buddhya anushtiyamanaha. Sattva shuddhaye bhavati is the proper order. Sattva shuddhaye bhavati. So, phala abhisandhi, when you say phala abhisandhi varjitaha, varjita means devoid of. The same for when this discipline of performance of actions or duties being followed with the proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan, devoid of, okay, without the abhisandhihi, attachment to the result of actions. Phala abhisandhi varjitaha. Phala abhisandhi varjitaha. Abhisandhihi. Abhisandhihi. Abhisandhihi means condition. Abhisandhihi means, okay, intention. Abhisandhihi also attachment. Abhisandhihi means deceiving. Okay, different meanings are there. Phala abhisandhi varjitaha. But the same pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha, enjoined by the Shastram, being performed without the attachment, any condition, attachment to the results of actions, results of those actions, performed with the proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan, Ishwara, the same karma contributes for another benefit, which is sattva shuddhi, mental purification. Sattva shuddhaye bhavati. It also contributes for mental purification. What is mental purification required for? Mental purification. What is mental purification? I told you. See, when the mind becomes free from the hold of these impurities, when the mind becomes free from the impurities such as desire, strong likes and dislikes, jealousy, hatred, anger, fear, anxiety, then mind is a pure mind. But absolute mental purification is not at all possible unless and until one attains jnanam. If jnanam takes place, mind will be absolutely pure. How? I told you. In the wake of the jnanam, when the fundamental problem resolves, all impurities will resolve. All these impurities are purely because of the sense of smallness centered on I. The sense of smallness centered on I am small, I am inadequate. If this this wrong notion becomes resolved, the fundamental problem of sense of smallness, sense of insecurity, sense of inadequacy, insignificance centered on I becomes resolved, I tell you, all these impurities will resolve for good. They are symptoms of the disease of the fundamental problem. The fundamental problem will resolve when ignorance is resolved. So ignorance caused fundamental problems should resolve. The fundamental problem resolves, all these impurities will resolve for good. We need not work hard to clean them. They will resolve, they'll disappear themselves. The disease goes, symptoms also will disappear. Only in jnanam, only in the wake of clear, doubt-free knowledge of one's own self being non-separate from Bhagavan, all that is there is only Bhagavan. In that vision of fullness, the vision of the self being the whole, these problems, these impurities will resolve for good. That is when you can say, Paripurna Shuddhihi, Antakarna Shuddhihi. That is why Bhagavan is said to be Pavanaha, the one who purifies. Knowledge is Pavanam. Knowledge purifies. But until Jnanam will not take place unless mind becomes relatively pure. Absolute purity will happen in Jnanam. Until Jnanam takes place, for the absolute purity to happen, one must become relatively mentally pure. Relative purification is very important, without which jnanam will not rise. For the knowledge of the self to rise, there must be relative purification. Rising of knowledge is like what? Installing Bhagavan in one's mind. Bhagavan's murti is there, somewhere lying there. It has to be installed. Mind is the garbhagriham where Bhagavan's murti has to be installed. So, the knowledge has to rise, for which the place must be cleansed. So, we do lot of Kumbhavish, before Kumbhavishekam, so many pujas are done and the mantras are, recited and the water becomes sanctified and that water is poured and the place is cleansed before installing Murti in the temple. In the same way, the knowledge has to rise in the mind. For the knowledge to rise, mind must be relatively pure. Antakarna Shuddhihi Sattva Shuddhihi. Otherwise, knowledge will not take place. Then impure mind, absolutely impure mind, knowledge will not take place. But having an impure mind is not wrong. It is natural for everyone to have an impure mind. So Shastram says, one can have relative purity. Having relative purity, mental purification means being able to manage these emotions. Desires may rise, likes and dislikes may rise, natural. Anger may rise, jealousy may rise, but still, because our commitment to live a life of universal values, commitment to live a life of dharma, we do not want to hurt others, offend others. Always with our commitment to live a life of dharma, when we do our activities, when our actions are consciously, thoughtfully governed by knowledge of right and wrong, and these emotions become managed, they rise, but they do not get expressed in our behavior, in our activities. This is what is said to be managing one's emotions. We cannot undo these emotions. We cannot destroy these emotions. We cannot give up these emotions, but we can manage those emotions. We cannot undo anger. We cannot undo desires. We cannot undo jealousy, hatred. I tell you, we don't need to worry. All of us are equally sick. Bhagavan Krishna says the entire humanity is sailing in the same boat with reference to this problem of having mental impurities. The proportion may vary from person to person, but all of us have the impurities. And these impurities are there in subconscious mind. They remain dormant and latent. And in external situations, certain situations, they become triggered, they surface. And if we have mastery over them, if we are not slaves of these emotions, how can we have mastery over the emotions? How can we not be the slaves of emotions? Being committed to live a life of values. So commitment to live a life of universal values is the only way, no shortcut, but the only way of managing emotions. Anger will come, anger may come, but I do not express my anger in my words, in my physical behavior. I do not cause any damage. I take care of it. How? Remembering the fact, dharma, by doing anything, I should not cause pain. I should not wound, offend the feelings of other people. Even if others are wrong. Commitment to ahimsa, commitment to not hurting, commitment to the value of non-hurting, commitment to the value of not telling lies, commitment to the value of not betraying, not cheating, not stealing. Commitment to these universal values, commitment to live a life of values helps us to handle, manage these emotions. So they rise, they do not become suppressed, they become managed. So that you are somewhat Mahatma. So being able to manage these emotions, the strict commitment to live a life of values is said to be relative mental purification. So you can follow values only if you perform, only if you involve yourself in performing activities, then values can be expressed in your activities. How can you live a life of values? How can you express your knowledge of values, unless you involve yourself in activities, interacting with the world? That is why karma. Understand now? Shastram prescribes pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha specifically for people to be able to manage their emotions with their commitment to live a life of dharma. So when in due course, when a person consciously lives a life of dharma, his actions, his emotions become managed, then the person has relative mental purification. So sattva shuddhaye bhavati. And also, pala abhisandhi varjitaha. This discipline is being followed without the attachment to the results of actions. The person performs the actions expecting the result, definitely expects the result, but still the person is not attached to the result of actions, which means the person is not dependent on the result of actions for his happiness and security, because he knows result of actions will not give him security or happiness. Because the only source of security and happiness is Bhagavan, the truth. The person already knows. Therefore, a karma yogi, the person who lives a life of karma yoga, who has purushartha nischeha, who is committed to the pursuit of Bhagavan jnanam, and whose focus is on mental preparation required for the attainment of jnanam, consciously lives his life, doing everything with the proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan, and with the commitment to dharma, always discretion in his actions. Therefore, he manages his emotions, the impurities. Therefore, in due course of time, he becomes a person of mental purification. He becomes relatively purified-minded. And he is not attached to the results of actions also. He expects the results, a karma yogi, but not attached to the results of actions. Which means he is not dependent on results of actions for his security and happiness. For pala abhisandhi varjitaha, pravatrakshanaha dharmaha anishtiyamanaha, ishwarpana buddhya anishtiyamanaha, sattva shuddhaye bhavati. Okay. Why Shankaracharya explains this much? There are people, okay, who always have this argument. Oh, if jnanam is the only means of attainment of moksha, all that you need only in jnanam, all that you need is you should discover who Bhagavan is, what is the truth of the whole cosmos is. One has to discover the truth as one's own self. Is knowledge is the only means of moksha, attainment of moksha, then why should the shastram, the whole karma kanda prescribing so many rituals and so many things, why should we perform activities, mundane activities or worldly activities or religious activities, sacred activities, why should we practice this and that, why should we follow disciplines, why Bhagavad Gita teaches karma yoga, why should we perform karma? Why can't we straight away try to attain jnanam? Why can't the knowledge be imparted straight away? This argument will be there. Yes, jnanam is the only means of attainment of moksha. Jnanam itself is moksha, no doubt. That jnanam is accomplishable for any human being. There's no human mind is deprived of attainment of jnanam, provided that mind must become qualified. The mind must be eligible. The mind must be prepared. Because it is the knowledge of the subtlest fact, abstract fact. One has to see clearly, absolutely what is there is only the reality, Bhagavan. There's a second thing other than Bhagavan. It is an abstract fact. In discovering this fact, one has to see oneself being resolved in the totality. Thereby, all the problems one has about oneself should be resolved in this very vision of the total, vision of oneself being non-separate from Bhagavan. It's not an easy joke. A subtlest fact has to be discovered, understood, ascertained, for which mind must be very subtle. The gross, disturbed, restless mind is not qualified to discover this fact. Therefore, it doesn't happen overnight. That is why pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha has been enjoined by the shastram. The discipline of activities, performing all one's duties as a discipline. Performing all duties as a discipline itself is a means of preparing one's mind for the attainment of jnanam. It means of converting one's gross, restless, agitated, impure mind into a pure, serene, steady mind, subtle mind. It happens gradually. ప్రవృత్తిలక్షణ ధర్మ ధర్మ బట్ దిస్ ప్రవృత్తి లక్షణ ధర్మ ఆల్సో కథం అనుష్ఠీయమాన ఇట్ ఈస్ బీయింగ్ ఫాలోడ్ దిస్ డిసిప్లిన్ ది పర్ఫార్మింగ్ యాక్షన్స్ ఎస్ అ డిసిప్లిన్ దిస్ డిసిప్లిన్ బీయింగ్ ఫాలోడ్ విత్ ప్రాపర్ యాటిట్యూడ్ యాజ్ అన్ ఆఫరింగ్ టు భగవాన్ వితౌట్ బీయింగ్ అటాచ్ టు ద రిజల్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్స్ దెన్ దిస్ డిసిప్లిన్ కాంట్రిబ్యూట్స్ ఫార్ ది మెంటల్ ప్యూరిఫికేషన్ గాట్ ఇట్ ఓకే నౌ శుద్ధ సత్వస్య చ జ్ఞాన నిష్ఠా యోగ్యత ప్రాప్తి ద్వారేన శుద్ధ సత్వస్య జ్ఞాన నిష్ఠా యోగ్యత ప్రాప్తి ద్వారేన సో జ్ఞాన నిష్ఠా యోగ్యత ప్రాప్తి జ్ఞాన నిష్ఠా యోగ్యత ప్రాప్తి అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఎలిజిబిలిటీ అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఎలిజిబిలిటీ ఫార్ ది అసిమిలేటెడ్ విజన్ ఆఫ్ ద ట్రూత్ అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎలిజిబిలిటీ ఫార్ ది అసిమిలేటెడ్ విజన్ ఆఫ్ ద ట్రూత్ is there only for a pure mind relatively pure minded shuddha sattvasya eva jnana nishtha yogyata asti jnana nishtha yogyata qualification eligibility required for the assimilation ascertained vision of the truth is for one who has mental purification. So by attaining this mental purification, by attaining this qualification, through the attainment of this qualification required for the attainment, assimilation of the truth, vision of the truth, in terms of mental purification, which is also the means of attainment of jnanam, jnana utpatti hetutvena. So jnana nishtha yogyata prapti and jnana utpatti also for so hetu. Utpatti hetutvena నిశ్రేయస హేతుత్వం అపి ప్రతిపద్యతే సో ఇట్ ఇస్ అటైన్డ్ వాట్ ఇస్ అటైన్డ్ ది స్టేటస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ప్రవృత్తి లక్షణ ధర్మ హ్యాస్ ది స్టేటస్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ ది కాజ్ ఆఫ్ రైజింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ an indirect means of attainment of jnanam. Thereby, it's indirect means of attainment of moksha. Nishreyasa hetutvam. But being a means of the means of the attainment of qualification for assimilation of the vision of the truth. So, this pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha the karma yoga is not a direct means of attainment of moksha. However, even though karma yoga is an amazing discipline, ishwarpana buddhi is there, commitment to dharma is there, even prasada buddhi is there, whatever comes in life is taken as prasada, because one understands Bhagavan as the karma phala data, bestower of results of actions. And there is no pala abhisandhihi. There is no attachment to results of actions. Beautiful. Still, Karma yoga can only contribute for mental purification. It cannot remove ignorance. Therefore, karma yoga, otherwise the pravritti lakshanaha dharma, cannot remove ignorance, is not a direct means of attainment of moksha. But it becomes an indirect means of attainment of moksha. It becomes an indirect means of attainment of knowledge. Because it contributes for the mental preparation required for the assimilation of the vision of the truth. That is what is said here. Shuddha sattvasya jnana nishtha yogyata prapti dvarena jnana utpatti hetutvena cha nishesa hetutvam api pratipadyate. It's not a direct means, but it becomes an indirect means. What is direct means of attainment of moksha? Jnanam is the direct means of attainment of moksha. So, nivritti lakshanaha dharmaha. All these disciplines are required ultimately for the attainment of jnanam. So, jnanam is the direct means of attainment of moksha. So, pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha. As attains the status of being an indirect means of attainment of knowledge, attainment of moksha also. Nishesa hetuttum api prapatipadyate tathacha imam artham abhisandhaya vakshyati. Got it now? Tathacha. And also imam artham abhisandhaya vakshyati. So, Bhagavan Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, he is going to discuss in many verses this discipline of Karma Yoga, which is meant by the word Pravritti Lakshanaha Dharmaha. He is going to discuss. Vakshyati is going to discuss. He will talk about it. Imam Artham Abhisandhaya. So, Imam Artham Abhisandhaya means what now? Having placed his attention, okay, on this teaching, this teaching of the discipline of Karma Yoga, Abhisandhaya, having placed the attention of his mind on this topic of the Pravritti Lakshanaha Dharmaha, this teaching of Karma Yoga, Imam Artham means what? This teaching, Imam Artham Abhisandhaya, having placed his mind in this teaching, he is going to talk in Bhagavad Gita, in the verses. We are going to see that. And here, Shankara Bhagavatpada presents a quotation. Brahmanyadhaya karmani. This is the fifth. So, Brahmanyadhaya, from Bhagavad Gita, so many verses are there where Bhagavan discusses the topic of Karma Yoga. But still here, he just quotes one or two verses. Brahmanyadhaya karmani sangam tyaktva karoti yaha lipyate nasa papena padma patrami vambhasa. We are going to understand elaborately the meaning of this verse with the Bhashyam later on. But now, what does he say? Yaha karmani brahmani adhaya sangam tyaktva karoti. The person who performs all his duties, giving up attachment to the results of actions, with an attitude of offering all his actions to Brahma, Brahmani Adhaya, Bhagavan, one who performs his duties, that person in due course of time will become mentally pure. Thereby he will become eligible to attain assimilated teaching. He'll attain jnanam. He'll attain moksha. Thereby he'll become free from all punya pabams. Just as the lotus leaf is not tainted by the water, he will not be tainted by results of actions. Padmapatram ambasa iva papena sahana lipyate. He is not tainted by papams. What does it mean? See, living a life of karma yoga will help a person relatively pure, thereby will he bless him with the eligibility to attain jnanam, to understand the teaching, to assimilate the teaching, to discover freedom. Understand? That is the main teaching. Okay. Then, yoginah karma kurvanti sangam tyaktvatma shuddhaye. Now I am not elaborating the meanings of these verses, which you'll be seeing later on. Yoginah karma kurvanti sangam tyaktvatma shuddhaye. So Shankara Bhagavatpada presents two, three quotations here specifically to say Bhagavan Krishna himself discusses the topic of pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha in terms of karma yoga, the discipline of karma yoga in this Bhagavad Gita. Yoginaha karma kurvanti means the people who have, the spiritual people who have discovered moksha being their ultimate goal, who are committed to the pursuit of moksha, thereby who know the value of jnanam, who know that jnanam itself is moksha, thereby who have become committed to the pursuit of jnanam. I want jnanam, I want jnanam, I want Bhagavad Sakshatkara, I want jnanam, I want Bhagavad Sakshatkara, I should not miss this jnanam. Who are desperate, you know, who are aspiring for jnanam, such people, they want not to prepare their minds for jnanam. When they pick, take this, when they perform all their duties as an offering to Bhagavan with the proper attitude, without being attached to results of actions, they are said to be karma yoginaha. Who is a karma yogi? Beautiful, okay? We'll see that in the following class again. Yoginaha, karma yoginaha, karma kurvanti, they do all their duties with a relaxed mind, no anxiety. How? Sangam tektva, giving up the attachment to the results of actions. Giving up the attachment to the results of actions does not mean non-expectation of the results. They want the results. They expect the results. But they are attached to the results of actions. They are prepared to accept any result. They want the expected result, but they are prepared to accept any result as prasadam. They are not dependent on the results for their happiness and security, because they are dependent only on Bhagavan and jnanam for their happiness and security. Such people, sangam tektva, kimartam sangam tektva karma kurvanti atma shuddhaye, for mental purification. Atma here does not mean atma. Atma here means mind. Antakarna shuddhaye. Atma shuddhaye is equal to antakarna shuddhaye. They perform action duties for mental purification. Iti. So why Shankara Bhagavatpada prescribes, quotes these two verses, two lines of these two verses of Bhagavad Gita? Because Bhagavan Krishna wants to show exactly as Veda Shastram prescribes, the Shankara Bhagavatpada wants to show here exactly as Veda Shastram prescribes two-fold disciplines. Pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha, nivritti lakshanaha dharmaha. Bhagavad Gita also presents the two disciplines, karma yogaha and jnana yogaha. So he, and karma yogaha is for mental purification. Jnana nishta yogyata prapti, praptyartham karma yogaha. ಸೊ ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತಿ ಲಕ್ಷಣ ಧರ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ ನಿಷ್ಠಾ ಯೋಗ್ಯತಾ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತ್ಯರ್ಥಂ. ವೆರಸ್ ನಿವೃತ್ತಿ ಲಕ್ಷಣ ಧರ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತ್ಯರ್ಥಂ. ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಈಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತ್ಯರ್ಥಂ. ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್, ಮೋಕ್ಷ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತ್ಯರ್ಥಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ, ಜ್ಞಾನ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತ್ಯರ್ಥಂ ನಿವೃತ್ತಿ ಲಕ್ಷಣ ಧರ್ಮ, ಜ್ಞಾನ ಯೋಗ್ಯತಾ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತ್ಯರ್ಥಂ ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತಿ ಲಕ್ಷಣ ಧರ್ಮ. ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್? ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್. ಇತಿ ಓಕೆ, ಇಮಂ ದ್ವಿಪ್ರಕಾರಂ ಧರ್ಮಂ. ದ್ವಿಪ್ರಕಾರಂ ಧರ್ಮಂ ನಿಶ್ರೇಯಸ ಪ್ರಯೋಜನಂ. ದಿಸ್ ಧರ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ದ್ವಿಪ್ರಕಾರ, ಟೂ ಫೋಲ್ಡ್ ಡಿಸಿಪ್ಲಿನ್ಸ್. ದ ವೇ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಇನ್ವಾಲ್ವಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಟೂ ಫೋಲ್ಡ್ ಡಿಸಿಪ್ಲಿನ್ಸ್, ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಎಕ್ಸಾಲ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಅಟೈನ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಫ್ರೀಡಮ್. ನಿಶ್ರೇಯಸ ಪ್ರಯೋಜನಂ, ನಿಶ್ರೇಯಸ ಪ್ರಯೋಜನ ಧರ್ಮ. ನಿಶ್ರೇಯಸಂ ಪ್ರಯೋಜನಂ ಯಸ್ಯ ಧರ್ಮಸ್ಯ ಸಹ ಧರ್ಮ ನಿಶ್ರೇಯಸ ಪ್ರಯೋಜನ ಧರ್ಮ. ದಿಸ್ ವೇದಿಕ್ ವೇ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್, ದ ಲೈಫ್ ಸ್ಟೈಲ್ ಇನ್ವಾಲ್ವಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಟೂ ಡಿಸಿಪ್ಲಿನ್ಸ್, ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಟೈನ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷ ನಿಶ್ರೇಯಸಂ, ಪರಮಾರ್ಥ ತತ್ವಂ ಚ ಪರಮಾರ್ಥ ತತ್ವ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ದಿ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ ಟ್ರೂತ್. ಪರಮಾರ್ಥ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್, ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್. ತತ್ವ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಟ್ರೂತ್, ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ ಟ್ರೂತ್. ಪರಮಾತತ್ವ ಧರ್ಮ, ದಿಸ್ ಧರ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ಕಮಿಟೆಡ್ ಟು ದಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕವರ್ ದಿ ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ ಟ್ರೂತ್. ವಾಸುದೇವಾಖ್ಯಂ ಪರಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಅಭಿಧೇಯ ಭೂತಂ. ಸೊ ಪರಂ ಪರಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಅಭಿಧೇಯ ಭೂತಂ ವಿಶೇಷತಃ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಖ್ಯಂ ಅಭಿವ್ಯಂಜಯತ್ ವಿಶಿಷ್ಟ ಪ್ರಯೋಜನ ಸಂಬಂಧ ಅಭಿಧೇಯವತ್ ಗೀತಾಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಂ. ಓಕೆ, ದಿಸ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಬ್ರಾಟ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೇಷನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಸ್ಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿಸ್ ವಿಶಿಷ್ಟ ಪ್ರಯೋಜನ ಸಂಬಂಧ ಅಭಿಧೇಯ ಅಭಿಧೇಯವತ್ ಗೀತಾಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಂ. ಯತಃ ತದರ್ಥ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಪುರುಷಾರ್ಥ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ. ಸೊ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಗೇವ್ ದಿಸ್ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಸೆಂಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಅಲ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್. With this, the Bhashyam will be covered completely. One thing I want to say here. Tadartha vijnane samastha purushartha siddhihi. Tadartha vijnane means in understanding, in knowing the meanings of this entire, words of entire Bhagavad Gita, in assimilating, in having clear understanding, knowledge of the meanings of the entire Bhagavad Gita happens, accomplishment of the ultimate goal, absolute goal, accomplishment of which is accomplishment of everything. Samasta ಪುರುಷಾರ್ಥ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ, ದಿ ಅಕಾಂಪ್ಲಿಶ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ the entirety. Because discovering moksha itself is what? Is as good as accomplishing, attaining the entirety, everything. Samasta purushartha siddhihi. Shankara says, Ataha, therefore, tad vivarane. Tad vivarane means what? In describing, in explaining that Bhagavad, the meanings of Bhagavad Gita, maya yatnaha kriyate. Effort is made by me. Shankaracharya says, effort is made by me in explaining the meanings of the words of Bhagavad Gita. Why? In knowing the meaning of Bhagavad Gita, the absolute end, moksha, becomes accomplished. Accomplishing which, everything else becomes accomplished as it were. That ultimate goal becomes accomplished. Okay. So now, this Bhagavad Gita, let me do this, wait, 2 more minutes, let me complete it. Diprakaram dharmam nishtesa prayojanam paramartha tattu. So, diprakaraha dharmaha means what here? Karma yogaha and jnana yogaha. Meant by these two expressions, pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha, nivritti lakshanaha dharmaha. These two disciplines are of the benefit of, these two disciplines followed sequentially, properly, will bless a person with what? The benefit of nishreyasam. But they are of the benefit of the absolute knowledge of the ultimate truth. Nishreyas, the mokshaha, the benefit of moksha. Nishayasa prayojanam. Then, paramartha tattvam. Paramartha tattvam. Is the knowledge of the ultimate truth. It reveals the, it imparts knowledge of the ultimate truth. Bhagavad Gita reveals the, imparts knowledge of the ultimate truth, which is the benefit accomplished as a result of going through these disciplines, following these disciplines. And here, Bhagavan Sakshat Param Brahma is Newton gender report. Therefore, Sakshat Param Brahma, the absolute reality itself, with the name known as Vasudeva, Viseshataha, uniquely, Abhivyanjayat, revealed, revealing what? This, the Bhagavad Gita Shastram, the Shastram with the name Bhagavad Gita, having unique benefit and some connection. The Shastram as Bhagavad Gita with the unique connection and benefit. It implies the four factors involved in the Shastra are also implied here. So now we know subject, what is subject matter, what is the benefit, what is the connection, and and who is Adhikari also. We know all this now. In assimilating this teaching, the ultimate goal of moksha becomes accomplished. Therefore, ataha, therefore, tad vivarane, in explaining the meanings of the contents of Bhagavad Gita, words of Bhagavad Gita, effort is made by me, says Shankara Bhagavad Pada. Okay, I have to say a few more things which I will do regarding the last portion, the next class. Okay, next class will be straight away, will be entering into Bhagavad Gita. Upodghata Bhashyam will be completed in 5-10 minutes next class. Then we can continue. Okay, the last even Bhagavad Gita verses. Yeah, I'll explain because I wanted to have enough time. Is it clear? Okay.
What does Abhideya mean, Swamiji?
Abhideya means name. See, let me tell you. Abhidhanam means name, word. Abhideya means meaning of the word. What is meant by the word is Abhideya. Abhidhanam is a name. Abhideya is meaning. What is meant by the word is Abhideya. Meaning of the word is Abhideya. Abhidhanam is a word. Okay. That's why some technical terms I have to explain here, which I will do next class. Okay. Imam diprakaram dharmam nishtesa prayojanam paramatthatattvam cha vasudevakhyam param brahma abhideya bhutam viseshataha abhivyanjayat visishta prayojana sambandabhideya vadgita shastram visishta prayojana sambandabhideya vadgita shastram yataha tadartha vijnane samasta purushartha siddhihi ataha tad vivarane yatnaha kriyate maya. This, that what is technical things I have to explain. I didn't want to do too many things today, so I'm stopping. Is it clear? If any specific difficulty anywhere, please text me 1-to-1 to my number and I can take care of it. Okay, the last bit I'll explain again next class. Because I want to explain the grammar and I didn't want to make you feel tired of listening to grammar. That's why I kept quiet. I have to explain last bit. Next class I'll do it. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. So we have sort of completed the Upodghata Bhashyam, though I have to explain few things of this concluding part. And if you have any doubts anywhere in reading any line, any sentence, any clarification you want, please mark it and text me. I will definitely answer. And I can also explain it in the class also, so others also will know that. I do not know what doubts you have. Okay? So you can tell me. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.